Blog Talk Radio.
About Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. We'll join the Coffee Talk party with veteran broadcaster and host, Ms. Bridget Lewis. She brings listeners the best there is in diversity and talent, and you'll get a chance to peek behind the curtain and get up close and personal with your favorite artist. You'll experience world-class contemporary Latin, gospel straight ahead, and smooth jazz greats all right here at Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. Our show's calling number is 1-347-934-0108. That's 347-934-0108. And our show link is www.blogtalkradio.com/Miss Bridget Lewis. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at www.twitter.com/coffeetalkjazz. And check out our official website at www.coffeetalkjazzradio.com. This is Bob Baldwin, and we'll see you real soon, okay? Ciao.
Wow. Hello, 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 and welcome to Thursday's edition of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. I am so excited that everyone is here. Today is Thursday, February 23rd, 2012, and it's been a beautiful day here in sunny Southern California. We're kicking off this Coffee Talk party with my signature ice blended mocha. Won't you join me? Come on in and pull up a chair and let's get cozy. I know you want to share a whole lot of coffee talk. And I'd like to thank my good friend, Mr. Bob Baldwin, and we call him BB for those of us in the industry. So thanks for such a warm introduction, Bob. If you're a first-time listener and new to Coffee Talk Jazz Radio, I'd like to welcome you. Our show's call-in number is 1-347-934-0108. Now the Musician's Corner is coming up, and what's happening now is just around the bend. So be sure to stand by and stay tuned this hour for tonight's gift giveaways. And if today is your birthday, we'll also be celebrating birthdays. So if you call in, when I ask you to call in, you might just get everything that's down in the jazz duffel bag. Now, I'd like to welcome jazz musicians, educators, supporters, my good friends from the Jazz Network, the Facebook family, Twitter, and a very special lady that's in New York. So Miss Sheila Jackson, if you're listening, hello from LA. And I also want to welcome our friends from around the globe. Now, I'd like to introduce this evening's guest. He's a composer, pianist, and arranger. And his name is Daryl Johnson. He brings a diverse collection of original songs from jazz to classical with an improvisational flair. As a composer, Daryl ventures into lush piano tunes with beautifully rhythmic interplay of haunting melodies with an electric blend of jazz fusion. He's so super bad, I just had to throw all that in and more. And then he brings an energy and a fresh sound into the world of inspirational jazz. Now, the coffee brews right now with the newest member of the Coffee Talk Jazz family and friend to the show, Mr. Daryl Johnson.
Hey, Bridget, how are you?
How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, oh my goodness. Well, first of all, welcome to Coffee Talk.
Thank you for having me.
We have been anticipating and waiting for your show. Seems like forever.
I'm really excited to be on this interview, really. This is my first one. I'll let you know that, too.
Oh,
my first one.
Wow.
So it's like, this is really really exciting.
Well, I have to tell you, the world is listening. Right now, we are broadcasting live to 325 U.S. markets and 38 countries. So,
wonderful.
With that being said, I'd like to say hello to Denmark, hello to London, hello to our friends in Dubai, and the Eastern and Western Caribbean is always in the house, so we have a lot of international love. And for our international callers, I appreciate you guys actually staying up really late to actually, you know, participate in Daryl's show. And also,
beautiful.
The chat room is also open. So let me just welcome our guests. I see that people are popping in. So for guest number 9127, hello from Coffee Talk and Mr. Daryl Johnson. And then guest number 9564. Now, we want to talk about this project. I tell you, Daryl, I couldn't get enough. I was trying to find the right time, the right date, so the right people could be listening for this interview, and we found it.
Wonderful.
So,
no time like the present.
Yes. So we're going to be talking about this beautiful project that you've put together. Your new CD, your debut CD, is entitled From the Inside. And
yes.
Every song on here is great. I usually try and pick a favorite, but I couldn't.
Thank you.
I absolutely couldn't. And then I read all the reviews of what everybody else is saying. We're going to get into that a little bit later. And already I see the questions are starting to come in on the board. Now,
okay.
I just want to take it all the way back to the very beginning. And let's talk about, first of all, how did you actually start playing piano?
Well, you know, it was a very unconventional path that I took to music. I didn't really start out playing early in life like most young musicians do. It was more like after high school, a choice to play music, you know. But music has always been a part of my life and upbringing and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm like every other little, like, African-American kid who wanted to be, like, a basketball star and everything. So, you know, once that dream kind of, you know, deferred a little bit, I said, well, what else did I really like to do? And, you know, I chose music, you know, so. And that's where I am today. And I think it was a good choice.
When you guys hear Daryl Johnson's CD From the Inside Out, it was more than a good choice. I believe that it was God-inspired and God-ordained because the compositional structure, I'm completely serious, the compositional structure of how you meld all the different flavors together, I'm like, okay, it really takes a master to do that.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
Thank you.
So,
well, a lot of thought and a lot of dedication went into it. It's been a while, you know, coming. So a lot of hard work and dedication went into this CD.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, talking about hard work and dedication. And when people meet you and they hear you play, and you'd also mention the fact that you really didn't start playing until after high school. And with your sound, I mean, it sounds like you were at your mother's knee and you actually just really kind of came out of the womb and started playing. So what kind of really reactions do you get, you know, when you sit down and start playing the piano? What are people saying, Daryl?
Well, they really do enjoy how I play. I try to be a student of music. I studied real hard. I got a lot of, good reviews from this CD. A lot of people say they really enjoy it, which, you know, I found kind of, you know, not odd, but, you know, I was kind of taken aback by it because it was the first CD that I ever put out. And, you know, they just really loved it a lot, so, you know.
Okay.
I really.
So in your first 4 years of learning your instrument, which piano did you initially start playing on and who you're most influenced by?
Well, my influences run deep. McCoy Tyner.
Oh, my goodness.
Herbie Hancock, Keith Jarrett. all of those great musicians, Chick Corea, you know,
okay.
I really was more inspired by them, I should say, you know, inspired by them to try to get to their level of musicianship.
Well,
I must say it wasn't really a easy thing, because when I got to college, I went to Five Towns College, and, you know, I had been playing in some local bands. I had a local band that I had was a part of. And when I got to college, I thought I knew all I had to know about music, and that was in for a rude awakening, because when I got there, they put me in functional piano one. So it was like starting all over again, really.
So once you sat down and you were in basically piano functional one and one, did you feel as if you really hadn't, did you feel as if, you know, you really shouldn't be in this class, or, you know, I'm just going to just soak it all in and just see, you know, what's available I can actually learn?
Yeah, I did that. I just had to go, you know, head first into it and, you know, really study hard to try to catch up, because I didn't really understand how far behind I was musically, you know. I felt my writing skills were always there, but my playing skills weren't, so I had a lot of catching up to do, so, you know.
Okay.
That's why.
What kind of, because we're going to play a track in a second, and then we're going to open up the boards. What kind of time commitment does it really take to become, really proficient and really master the piano?
Well, I want to say it takes like dedication every day, you know, hours every day, nonstop, commitment, perseverance, and just keeping your eye on your goal. I don't feel like I've, you know, reached any type of mastery yet. I'm still learning, and I feel all musicians are still learning music, you know, and it's just an ongoing process, but it's something you have to really keep doing in order to see progress.
Sure. So you don't feel as if you've reached your pinnacle. And I know that you're still a young man, so there's always definitely room to grow. I mean, not just for you, but for all of us.
Mm-hmm. You know, absolutely. Absolutely.
Me included. Well, I am so excited, you guys. Oh my God, about Daryl's. I'm serious. I am so excited about this project. I've told everybody about it. I start tweeting about it.
Okay.
I've already written my review on it. Yes, I did. I have a lot to say. I'm serious.
Thank you. I have a lot to say,
and I really pride myself on sitting down writing, you know, you know, reviews. I did a well, I'll reserve that comment like offline. We'll talk about that later, but it takes a lot for me to really sit down and write a review. I really have to be moved, and that's honest goodness truth.
Okay.
But every single track on here is so good. It's just a recipe that you'll love. Now the first track that I'm going to play is entitled Enter the Temple.
Okay.
And so would you set this up for us? And you guys, let's get into some of this improvisational jazz. Y'all going to love it.
Okay, well, Enter the Temple is kind of like a prelude. And this album, From the Inside, is more of kind of like from a spiritual bent, if I might say. It's something that's like from the inside, your spirit coming out. It's supposed to represent the inside of you and everything that you might stand for or be as an individual. And Enter the Temple is like a prelude to that. It's almost a prelude to the rest of the album, or a coming into a temple of some sort.
Oh, I feel you. I mean, I totally get it. I mean, after listening to all the tracks and then after that explanation, it makes perfect sense to me. Y'all better sit down and hold on and get ready. So here we go with our in-studio guest, Mr. Daryl Johnson, and we're going to play Enter the Temple.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't misunderstand. We are only strangers on our way to someone else, to some place that we forgot. Don't mistake my smile, it just means I'm lonely. So love me till it's dead, and then forget we met.
Hola, soy Diane Marino, cantante de jazz, pianista y arreglista. ¿Te gusta un poco de jazz en el café? Sintonice cada semana en Los Angeles Cafe Jazz Talk Radio con la presentadora Bridget Lewis. Each guest brings intense passion to their music. You'll hear seasoned pros and indie artists in the mix, and you'll enjoy a buffet of genres. Listen in. You'll hear bebop, fusion, urban contemporary, classic, Brazilian and Latin flavors, with plenty of big band sounds. The show's call-in number is 1-347-934-0108. Pick up my current project, From the Heart. It's available at all national retailers. Visit my website at www.dianemarino.com and stop by the official Coffee Talk site at www.coffeetalkjazzradio.com. Enjoy the show.
Then I will
back, broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California, and you'll listen to the very best in Blog Talk Radio here at Coffee Talk Jazz. And y'all know that Mr. Gerald Johnson, he is on the map, folks, okay? And Daryl, can you please share with our listeners where they can actually pick up your music? Because I know y'all want to buy it.
Well, they can go to my website, which is www.daryljohnson.com. I have a website there where they can go and purchase PayPal or and what's good about going to that site is I can autograph the CD for you also if necessary. But I'm also on Amazon.com where they have my CD and also CD Baby also.
Okay. All right.
So those are all those places.
All right. Awesome. Now, you know, we talked about, Enter the Temple was really just an introduction to, you know, obviously each song that's coming up. We're going to be listening to a track called
mm-hmm.
Wizard,
mm-hmm.
The Temple, Shine.
Mm-hmm.
And with so much great music, what was your deliberating process for selecting each track that was going to make the cut? Because I know it was hard.
Like I said, a lot of thought went into what I should put on there. This is over like time and I would say years of just composing and seeing which way I wanted to go musically, composition wise. And I just felt like those particular tracks all kind of fit like in that spiritual vibe that I wanted to bring across, even with the titles involved. So, you know, and for a first debut CD or something, it's a message that I wanted to portray and put out there.
This is incredible to me, seriously, that this is a debut CD, because for this level of playing, I mean, for me, it's something that you hear maybe on a fifth or sixth CD, but again, I guess it really depends on your level of playing, you know. But let me ask you this. What's the most important aspect of a song for you? Would you say that it's the catchy melody or the groove? the beat, mm-hmm. the vibe, mm-hmm. the lyric? What is it for you?
For me, well, all of those kind of tie in together. I definitely think a melody, a catchy melody is important, but also the harmony that's beneath the song is very important to me, and also that it's kind of unique in a sense. You know, it's not like something you might have heard before. I'm really big on writing tunes that are lasting and have, I would say, staying power, something that you can listen to, you know, over and over again, and it would still feel fresh, you know. So that's really important when it comes to writing for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this question. Thinking about how you play, thinking about the melody is really important. How important do you feel as a musician, how important is it for a musician to be diverse in his career, his or her career?
Diverse musically?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
from writing
yeah.
to performance to charting, everything.
Oh, absolutely. All of that is very important, especially when you're composing. You need to be able to grasp from different areas of music. I think you should be well-versed in a lot of different styles, or at least like a lot of different styles of music to come up with something that's kind of unique and on all your own, basically, so it wouldn't sound like everybody else's music or something, you know, that most people listen to or have heard a thousand times. So diversity is very important. I listen to a lot of different music. I listen to jazz, I listen to classical, you know, gospel, rock, you know, all of those elements are very important to give me everything that I need to be able to write.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I know there's a little bit of a little hip hop, a little funk thing kind of going on one of the tracks. And
right. Mm-hmm.
when I heard that, I couldn't sit down.
Oh, you like that track? Okay.
Uh-huh. But I like that. I like what you say. You know, you're listening to rock, pop, you know, funk, you know, whether it's a banjo, it's like you really just don't want to limit yourself to one style, because if you do, that means you're kind of basically relegated to one style, and that's all you're going to know how to play.
Right.
And I think as a musician, a writer, composer, arranger, the broader your scope, that means you're going to be working pretty much. I mean, because you can do anything, right?
Yeah, I would say so. I think jazz allows you that kind of freedom, though. You know.
Wow.
Jazz allows you that kind of freedom to go in any direction you want, and I think it's almost expected from a jazz artist or jazz music that it's, you know, not something that people would hear every day. You know, it gives you a chance to be experimental and to kind of bend people's ears, if you might. You know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I want to go back for a second. I know we talked about it. I asked you who some of your influences. You had mentioned Foy Tyner.
Mm-hmm.
Are definitely trying to get for our show. I've been in contact with them, but he's extremely busy. And we definitely would like to have him on our show as one of our living legends. So when he comes to the show, I'll definitely let you know. Maybe you can be my very special co-host that day with Mr. McCoy Tyner as well. So what do you think about that?
I would love that.
And
I'm going to hold you to that, too. Because he's a big idol of mine. He's very important to me as a musician.
All right. Well, God has just really blessed, you know, us here at Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. So he really allows us to have our hands on the pulse.
Right.
Musicians, you know, in the world. As a matter of fact, we just had a sit down one-on-one interview with Bobby Caldwell, and we had a sit down interview with him. I mean, one of the most revered vocalists, songwriters, written
what
for
What You Won't Do for Love.
There we go. Was written for some of Everybody. I mean, he's written for Chicago, Boz Scaggs, Al Jarreau. Mm-hmm. You think about each one of them. They're
right.
also different. And mm-hmm. then you look at Bobby's career. So that's what made me ask you that question when I talked about diversifying your career in terms of writing, performing, singing. Because if you're playing the piano or if you're playing percussion or wherever your instrument of choice is, that kind of relegates you to that one thing. But again, if you open yourself up, I mean, the opportunities they're limitless.
Absolutely, yes.
More or less. I also want to welcome, we have a lot of love in New York, so we have lots of folks that are hanging out from New York. There's Westchester County, there's Brooklyn, there's Manhattan.
Okay.
The Upper West Side. Hey, Upper West Side, hey, Soho. I mean, I'm checking you guys out. So we have to send out class to let everybody know that New York was going to be in the house. I said, New York, you guys need to represent tonight.
That's right. And I want to commend you on your show too. I mean, this is wonderful what you do, what you're doing, and what you've been doing. It's beautiful to see the direction that you're taking, you know, talk radio in as far as jazz is concerned. And I want to give you a big shout out for that too, and your show.
Thank you so much. Well, the team and I certainly appreciate it. We love it, and we're going to be pushing the CD. We're telling everybody that we know. And speaking of everyone, we have more international love in the house. We've got Switzerland is in the house.
Okay.
We have Finland is in the house. And we're rolling it back to Portland, Oregon is in the house. And then we have Arizona.
All right, Arizona.
In the house. And I believe I see my girls hanging out in the chat room. I want to give a special shout out to someone who I love dearly, Miss Joyce Spencer, saxophonist extraordinaire. She's down there in Texas. So, hey, girl, if you're just give me a little wink on the chat board. I see you, girl. I'm going to go ahead and open up. Send in your questions. Everything is open now.
Great.
Got more questions for you. And who was it that really paved the way for you to walk through this musical door? Because, again, you started after high school, but I missed that part of the puzzle. I still didn't hear that.
Okay. As far as paving the way, I'm not sure what you mean by.
Who was it that paved the way? Because I know you said you had been into music all your life. Was it your mother that was playing, or your dad, or somebody specifically in your family?
You know what? No one in my family really was playing. My mother, she sings in the choir, but I had like a lot of music around me growing up as a child. You know, I grew up in Harlem. Like, my aunt lived right behind the Apollo Theater.
What?
You know, yeah, she did.
Wow.
Right behind the Apollo Theater. I feel it's a privilege to have grown up, like, in the 60s and the 70s to hear all that music that was going on then at that time. All those things have been, like, influences for me. You know, the Beatles, James Brown, you know, all of those things. I have an uncle who's in the music business also, who he used to buy like $100 worth of records every week, you know.
Oh, wow.
and he's a composer also. He had he has a song in The Color of Money, Paul Newman's movie The Color of Money.
Oh, okay.
He wrote a song with for Little Willie John, a blues artist, and he's just an avid music lover and listener. So I had a lot of music going on during my formative years, you know, and I think that played a big part in my decision, you know, to pursue music.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, I wanted to get into some more of this great music, and there is another track, and it's entitled Sage Walk, and it's track number 5 on your project From the Inside. So can you set this one up for us, Daryl?
Okay, Sage Walk is about a spiritual person's walk throughout life, trying to walk in a spiritual manner, being good and just everything very spiritual about their approach to life and everything. So this is my take on what a person like that's music would be, I guess. Okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. And again, for our listening audience, you all are welcome to call the show at 1-347-934-0108. And you guys remember, tonight we have a lot of gift giveaways. I mean, I may even throw in a Daryl Johnson CD. Okay, now this is my own personal copy. So, okay, you guys. Okay, Daryl touched this himself. This is going to be a collector's item. Actually, it already is. So, you know, I'm just saying, you guys really need to get your hands on this project, okay? So we're going to go ahead and take a listen to Sage Walk by our in-studio guest, Mr. Daryl Johnson. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Thank you, Bridget.
love a great book and engaging conversations? We're pleased to announce Coffee Talk Jazz Radio has come to television. You'll meet amazing authors who have overcome obstacles and insurmountable odds. We'll give you an all-access pass into their world. They'll share remarkable life's lessons on love, forgiveness, heroism, dreams, and their aspirations. Join veteran broadcaster and host, Ms. Bridget Lewis. She engages America's best thinkers and authors right here on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio and Coffee Talk Jazz Radio TV. Tune in to www.coffeetalkjazzradio.com and visit coffeetalkjazzradiotv.com. We'll see you there.
And we are back, and we are broadcasting live from Los Angeles, California. And you listen to the very best in Blog Talk Radio here at Coffee Talk Jazz. Now, I tell you that last song, I have so much to say, and I'm going to try and put it in a way that I think will do Daryl justice.
Okay.
And for me, it's like the song, it was like it was elegant and wistful piano melodies.
I want to shout out the musicians that were on that, Lonnie Plaxico and Lionel Cordue.
Hey, Lonnie was on bass. Hey, Lonnie.
Yeah.
On drums.
Yeah, Lionel's on drums. Lonnie Plaxico's a great bassist for Cassandra Wilson and just about everybody else in the jazz world. And Lionel Cordue, Mike Stern, great musicians.
All right. So I'm going to say hello to all the musicians, too. Lonnie, Lionel, Warren, Andrew, Andre, James, Mike, and Eddie. Thank you guys so much for putting together such a wonderful project. It is a beautiful piece, and I tell you, it really took me to another place. I'll tell you what I thought about, because I see things in pictures when I listen to music, so I thought about, just kind of reminded me of like a gentle cascading notes kind of like disappear into your mind, and maybe autumn leaves on the swirling street, a windy night, and I just heard all this movement and all this texture when you were playing, so I cannot wait to write my review. I'm telling you guys, it's so good.
I've heard that. that the music is kind of descriptive. It kind of paints pictures in people's minds, you know. So,
wow,
I definitely heard that before.
It absolutely has painted a picture in my mind. So again, you guys, I want to make sure you guys, let's push Daryl's CD to number one. We need to crash the website. I mean, he is such an incredible talent. You guys want to tell all your friends. So, you know, social network is alive and well. Okay, while the show was going on, I promise not to tweet, but we do have somebody that will tweet for me. So you guys get out on Twitter and let everybody know that, hey, we're live, we're online. And you guys, right now I have some gift giveaways. I'm not going to tell you the name of the artist. So for my next two callers, I have some really nice products here, and each artist touched it himself. These are not autographed. When the artist sent me the CDs, they're actually autographed. But these still have the Saran, the cellophane. Did I say Saran? Lord have mercy. The cellophane. I must be here to pop Saran wrap. But I'm going to tell you guys, I'm not going to tell you who the artist is, but we have some flutes. Well, I'll tell you guys who it is. We have Mr. Daryl Evan Jones, and the ladies call him Flute Delicious. You guys, I did not say it. That's a bad brother, okay? Daryl Evan Jones. So he has a project called Dream, and I'm just excited to put this in the hands of someone who just loves great music. And you guys, it's really important. I want to give some of this away, but more so than giving away, everybody's got 99 cents. You guys can go to iTunes or Amazon or CD Baby, you know, and order, you know, a couple of, you know, items for birthdays, for anniversaries, you know, and it's just because I love you. I'm just saying, you guys, listen to the Coffee Lady, okay? All right.
Absolutely.
The next project I have is by Mr. Eric Darius, On a Mission. Oh, Lord. I tell you, he has so many great tracks on this project, and Dave Koss has endorsed this. Richard Elliott has endorsed it. Rick Braun has endorsed it. So, I mean, what else can you say? All right. And we have another flutist or flautist. Mm-hmm. And my female flute players say it's flautist, and the guys say it's flutist. So we have another project. It's called the Eric Evans Project, called Waves of Grace. And so we also have a gospel segment, which is returning to Coffee Talk Jazz. So if you like a little bit of gospel, you want to put a little bit of gospel in your coffee, you guys call up, and I am happy to put these in your hot little hands. And nobody calls. So the next call, I'm just going to give all three away. So how about that? Uh-oh. I see the lights are lit up. Okay, maybe I spoke too soon. Hello, hello, welcome. You're on live with Ms. Bridget Lewis of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio and Mr. Daryl Johnson. Please tell us your name, where you're calling from, and do you have a question or shout-out for our guest from the 516 area?
Yes, my name is Miss Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Welcome to Coffee Talk Jazz.
How are you, Bridget?
Hello.
I'm well.
Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Hello, Stephanie.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm very good. Thank you for calling.
I also thank you for bringing out this wonderful CD you have. I also have a copy of Mr. Johnson's CD. Mm-hmm. And my favorite song on his CD is The Shine.
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Great.
Yes.
That's great. Thank you.
All right. And how many people have you told about Daryl's CD, Stephanie?
There's one. My whole Facebook page.
I love it. That is awesome. So I'm so glad that you called in, and because you were our first caller, I'm actually going to let you pick which CD you want. So I'll tell you what I have, and if you Facebook me or send a message through email, I promise to get this in your hands. So we have the Eric Evans Project, Waves of Grace. It's a wonderful flute composition, and then we have Mr. Eric Darius. His project is entitled On a Mission. He is on sax, and then we have Daryl Evans Jones, the flute man. He plays a funky flute, and his project is entitled Dream. So which one of these would you like, my dear?
Well, Miss Bridget, I'm going to do the honors and let Mr. Daryl Johnson pick one, since he is the master at the keyboards. I think he would know what I would prefer to listen to.
Well, all right, then.
I'll prefer Eric Darius.
All right.
And that would be the one I'll take, Miss Bridget.
Okay, well,
good choice.
Okay. You are going to love this project. That's all I can tell you. And you're going to be dancing around and popping around. So please friend me on Facebook, Stephanie, and friend me at Bridget Y. Lewis. I have two Facebook pages. One is for business, one is for personal. But I want to be your friend, girl, because I'm talking to you right now. So
I thank you for talking to me, and I would more than welcome to be a friend. I just have one more question for Mr. Johnson.
Sure.
I would love to know when we're going to be on with his second CD.
That's going to be coming out at the end of this year.
Awesome.
I'm in labor right now with the CD. So.
I love it.
So all the music is ready, and it just has to be put on CD, and it'll be out by the end of the year.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to listening to your second CD, because the first one is awesome. And I'm telling you, Miss Bridget, that's one of my downtime CDs for, you know, me time. So I'm looking forward to that second one.
Girl,
thank
I'm
you.
Telling you. Well, thank you so much for calling in. And please stand by, Stephanie, listen to the rest of the show, and make sure that you message me tonight while it is on my mind. I put your CD to the side, and I want to get this to you as soon as possible. So thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the
show.
Thank
you. I certainly will. God bless.
Thank you, Stephanie.
Good night.
Well, now, Mr. Famous Personality there in New York. Wow, we have some more callers that are signing on. Looks like we've got the 972 area code.
Okay.
Got the 714 area code. We have the 813 area code and the 612 area code. You guys, I really want to give some more CDs away, but what we're going to do is we're going to play, let's play another cut.
Mm-hmm.
The one that Stephanie was speaking about, and this is entitled Shine, and it is track number 4. Do you want to set this one up for us, Daryl?
Sure. Okay, Shine is a very special tune. At one point, a couple of years ago, I was touring with the group Blue Magic. Do you remember them?
You don't even want me to start singing, do you? Yeah, who doesn't remember Blue Magic, Delphonic, Stylistic Temptation? Do I need to go there?
Okay, all right,
yeah.
All right. Well, they were one of my group idols, and I got to play and tour with them for a while, and this tune was written while I was on tour with them. You know, and as you know, Blue Magic, their music is so inspiring. It has a lot of great melody and a lot of great chords and harmonies. And I was inspired to write this. It just came to me while I was downtime on the road with them. And that's how Shine was created. And it's one of my, if not my favorite tune on the CD also.
Oh, wow. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about your writing style and skill. Right now, we're going to go ahead and go back to the board. So we're going to listen to Shine by our in-studio guest, Mr. Darryl Johnson. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Thank you.
Hi, this is guitarist Ken Navarro. Have you heard about Coffee Talk Jazz Radio? Join the Coffee Talk party each and every week with radio personality and host Ms. Bridgette Lewis. You'll experience the very best there is in diversity and talent. Get ready to hear rich, cutting-edge sounds along with contemporary jazz, smooth jazz, a touch of funk, straight ahead, modern bebop, and swing. Jazz musicians like me dig deep when they play, and we write from our souls while creating one-of-a-kind music. You'll hear lyrics, even though no one's speaking on each track. There's always a unique and undeniable message in each and every song. You'll hear music of mine like this, The Stars, The Snow, The Fire, a track from my brand new CD, Dreaming of Trains. So make it a point to be a part of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio every week with host Ms. Bridgette Lewis. I'm Ken Navarro.
Back broadcasting live, and we're having such a good time. I tell you guys, this Swiss almond coffee is so good. So if you guys don't have your big cup, you guys pull out your big cup and take a sip, because we're sitting here with one of the baddest pianists and composers I know, Mr. Daryl Johnson, all the way from New York. How about it, people? How about it?
Thank you, Bridget.
Oh, my goodness. That last track, I just heard clear, pleasant harmonies, just lovely musical melodies, and it just took me to another place. So thank you.
You're welcome. Very welcome. I was there, too, with you.
Oh, sometimes when you hear your music, do you forget that you've actually written it?
I'll tell you this. I have written some music in the past that I've heard later on, and I forgot that I wrote it, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you see your growth from, just say, 5 years ago, musically?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, definitely. Like, you know, like I said, I didn't start playing until later on. My compositional skills were kind of always there. I could always, like, come up with a melody or a tune or something, you know, even before I started really studying piano. But, like, just in the recent last years, you know, it all kind of came full circle, and it all came together where I feel like my playing ability and my compositional skills all came together. So, you know.
Boy, I'll say.
And it came together in this CD, definitely.
Okay, I'm gonna say this on air, so that way we can get it on tape. So that way you can never deny it. But when I'm really ready to learn, because I understand music so well, and the only thing I don't do is I just don't play an instrument. People say, "Are you kidding? You don't play an instrument?" I'm like, I don't play an instrument. But coming
you
from
are an instrument.
Thank you, because that's exactly what I say.
Yeah, you're an instrument, definitely.
Awesome. Well, before we went to break and we were listening to that last wonderful, wonderful track, you mentioned being out on the road with the classic group Blue Magic. Now, being out on the road, what are some of the takeaway lessons that you learned being out on the road with those guys?
Oh, wow. Well, those guys are real old school. They're very professional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you hit the stage with them, you got to know exactly what it is that you're doing. You know, they used to do their steps and everything, right?
Right, right.
And in the midst of their steps, if it wasn't right, they'd be yelling at you like, "That's not right, get it right." You know, in the middle of a spin, it's like, you guys are messing up. Let's get it together. You know, but the audience wouldn't know that. You know, but of course we did. And you know, I mean, just the professionalism that they brought every night was a great learning experience, you know, because they're legends and pros. So, yeah, very serious.
Wow. Well, speaking of that and speaking of professionalism, I'm going to hold this question because the board's lit up. And so it looks like we have a call that's coming in from New York. So let's go ahead and open up the board. So ready to take some more questions?
Awesome. Sure. Hello, hello, welcome. You're on live with Miss Bridget Lewis, a.k.a. the Coffee Lady, and Mr. Gerald Playin' Johnson. Looks like you're calling from the 718, last four digits of your phone number, 1983. Please tell us. Please tell us your name, where you're calling from, and do you have a shout-out or a question for us, for Daryl?
Well, I'm calling from New York. My name is Debbie, and I just found out that Daryl was on your talk show, and I figured I'd give a shout-out to Daryl as well as to ask when is his next album going to be ready.
Oh, they are hungry for your next city. All right, then.
Yeah, that's my friend, Debbie Troy. Hey, Debbie, how you doing?
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. Thank you for calling.
Waiting on the next one. So when is it going to be ready?
It's going to be ready this year, the end of this year.
End of this year?
Definitely. Yes.
Yeah, I got to wait a whole year.
Yes. That's going to fly by. The time is going to fly by.
I know.
And with the help of Ms. Lewis here, and it's going to definitely help sales and everything. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because, I mean, the last album was fierce. I loved the last one, and I know this one's got to be just as great.
Thank you.
Not a problem.
This next one's going to have vocals on it, too, and everything. So.
Oh, do I get a chance to get on? No, let me stop. Sounds great. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute, Jerry. Are you auditioning? Maybe I need to fly to New York and give you a little something.
Oh,
no.
I was just joking.
Deb's a fine vocalist in her own right, too. She's from New York and a big supporter of mine, and we've worked together very much
a lot. So, wait a minute. So why are you holding back? If you, girl, you have the pipes. What's going on? What's happening?
It's not about me. It's about Daryl right about now here. Okay.
All right.
Well, we got to get him out there. He's an excellent keyboard player. I love how he plays.
Yeah.
I love the last album he had. I don't think there was a song I didn't like on it. Don't ask me the name of songs. I just listen to them. It constantly goes in my car. It's all part of, my little roundup going on. And that's why I said, let me get on here so I can find out when my next album is coming out. But,
Thank you,
excellent keyboard player. You want to learn something, learn from him. That's for sure.
See, okay, and I'm glad that I said what I said 5 minutes ago. So I'm going to hold you to that, Mr. Durrell. Thank you for the lesson in advance, sir.
Okay, absolutely. Anytime.
I'm so glad that you called, and since you are our second caller that asked Gerald a question, I have two CDs to give away here. Now we have more calls that are coming on the board. So I have two different flutists, and one is a gospel flutist, and one is a soul R&B funk flutist. So one project is called Dreams by Daryl Evan Jones. The ladies call him Flute Delicious.
Okay.
And the other project is called the Eric Evans Project Waves of Grace, and he is a gospel flutist, and they are both hot.
Oh, sounds great.
They're really nice. So which one of these would you like, my dear? I'm going to gift one of these to you.
Gospel.
Hey. Okay, awesome. Well, Deb, do me a favor. Please friend me on Facebook at Bridget Y. Lewis. And like a little note and say, girl, I'm late. It was on the radio. And I will get this in your hands like right away. And I'll put my card in there for you as well.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in. And please stand by and enjoy the rest of the show.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks, Deb.
You're welcome. Take care.
Take care, babe.
Bye.
Okay, so for our caller that was just calling in from the 972 area, please call back in. I did see you. Oh, now we have another caller coming in from the 516 area. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and open up the boards and take some more calls.
Great.
Hello. Welcome. You're on live with Ms. Bridget Lewis of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. I'm Mr. Daryl Johnson. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from, and do you have a question or shout-out for Daryl?
Absolutely. My name is Billy T, and I'm calling from the 516 NYC.
Billy T. Billy T.
New York City. Yeah, I'm a fan of Daryl's. I'm probably one of the one of the top New York fans of Dal Johnson, you know, and he's a fabulous musician and very talented. And I'd like to know, what's the title of your CD, sir?
The title of the CD is From the Inside.
Okay, From the Inside.
Yeah,
you know, me, I'm very creative, because right away when you say it, I'll say From the Inside Out. But I'll say that for me.
right.
Yeah, so right. So what is one of the most, one of your favorite songs on your CD?
Oh, like I said, Shine is probably my favorite song on that CD, just because where how it was composed, and like I said, I was with Blue Magic at the time, and I was really inspired to write that, and it kind of just came to me, you know, inspirationally, just from being on the road with those guys, and you know, that's probably my favorite one on that CD.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. Well, I'm excited about when I get an autographed copy, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got it, Billy. You got it.
Yeah.
Billy.
Okay. Listen,
thank
man.
You, man.
I want to thank you, man, for that concert yesterday, man.
Thank you.
It was
thank
a great
you.
Time, and it would not have been the same without you.
Thank you. I
and,
appreciate it.
And maybe
that.
One day I can get out there to you know, to that part of the world. You know, I haven't been on that side yet. You know, but it'd be nice if I can. But
oh,
maybe
absolutely.
One day I'll be out there and you know, try
right.
to catch up with you, sir.
Right. Thank you, my brother.
Okay. Well, take care. And you, the host is doing a fantastic job. And,
yes, he is.
And I'm just. And maybe she can send me an autographed picture.
Oh.
Autographed picture of Daryl, autographed picture of myself.
Of yourself, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, yeah. You know what I do? As a matter of fact, I do have some photos of myself, and if you go to Facebook at Bridget Y. Lewis and friend me and say, I would love to have an autographed picture, I'm happy to sign it and send it to you.
Okay, Bridget Y. Lewis?
Yes, sir.
Okay, absolutely. Okay, well, thank you so much. I feel so honored.
Oh, my goodness. Well, please stand by and enjoy the rest of the show. Thanks so much for calling in.
Okay. Again, you're an amazing musician, and it's an honor to know you.
Thank you, man. Love you.
Okay, awesome. God bless. Love you, too.
Please.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye now.
All right.
Bye. Okay, Daryl, I tell you, you have the boards lit up. Folks are calling in from everywhere. We have four more calls on hold, so we're going to go ahead and open up the boards. To our next caller. Hello, and welcome. You're on live with Ms. Bridget Lewis and the ever-popular Mr. Gerald Johnson, his CD From the Inside. Looks like you're calling from the 972 area. Last four digits of your phone number is 5043. You're on live. Hello.
Hello, Bridget. How are you?
I'm good. Who's speaking? How are you?
Joyce Spencer.
That is my girl, gospel great Joyce. Hey, girl.
Hi. I am so enjoying you, Daryl Johnson. You're doing a great job. As a matter of fact, I'm trying to find you on Facebook. Do you know how many Daryl Johnsons there are?
Oh, okay.
So I love your music.
Thank
I love
you.
The
love
innocence it. Of your music. It's
wow.
beautiful.
Great. Thank you so much.
I love it. You know, it's so good to hear people that still love that music like that. I hear the callers coming in. I'm happy for your support. But I have a question.
It.
Can I ask a question, Bridget?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. An independent artist going into the studio about to start a project, what do you recommend that the artist look for?
Okay. What should the artist look for in terms of?
Yes, and you know, when you're looking for a studio, because, Bridget knows my story in terms mm-hmm. of the challenges I had trying mm-hmm. to get a project started. And
mm-hmm.
You're a seasoned musician, you've mm-hmm. Done several projects. So when mm-hmm. an independent artist says, you know, I want to do my own CD,
mm-hmm.
what should they look for in a recording studio, and what do you recommend based on your experiences, your trials and errors?
Okay. Well, the way I approach it first is I do it kind of old school. I get the musicians first that I feel that will support the music that I'm creating. Not necessarily friends, but really people who know what they're doing in the studio. I gather them together. I do it like live in a real studio, because I feel that sometimes the home studio can take a chunk of your time, and almost like the project never gets finished sometimes.
Okay.
Wow.
You know, so I do it like old school way, like let's go in, let's rehearse it, you know, even though I didn't really rehearse that much on that.
Oh,
but,
man.
But, you know, if rehearsal is necessary, and then just go in and lay it down and get it done and over with, and you'll be surprised at the results that way, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Well, Joyce, it is so wonderful to hear from you. Now I'm just going to just throw this out there. You all are both wonderful musicians, and I think you guys need to do a little collaborating. So I'm going to leave you guys
good.
To get together on Facebook and email and all that. So I'm just saying, just a suggestion.
Okay.
I was trying to find them on Facebook, but then I realized there were so many girls.
Well, what I'll do is I'll Facebook Bridget, and then I'm sure y'all are friends on Facebook,
okay.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes,
so what I'll do that, and then I think, am I the only Dow Johnson you know, Bridget?
No, you're not. As a matter of fact, when I went on, there were like 22, and I mean, there was Daryl J. Johnson, Daryl L. Johnson. There was a lot of New York girls. I'm like, which one is he?
But do you have any friends yet of Dow Johnson?
Yes, I have.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yes, that's what she's saying, 22.
Wow, okay.
So, Joyce Spencer, I'm holding a soprano sax with a black hat on. So I keep
same
profile picture, for that reason. So people can identify
soprano sax?
Hmm? Soprano sax, yes.
Oh, wonderful.
I'm holding a soprano sax in that picture.
My favorite instrument.
Oh, really? Yeah.
One of my favorite instruments, definitely, soprano sax.
Well, I'm
beautiful.
Kind of alto and tenor, too, so.
Wonderful.
But,
wonderful.
Okay, well, I love your music.
She's a folk instrumentalist, so, yeah, she is quite the talent, yes, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful.
Listen, Joyce, I'm so glad you called in. Girl, we need to chat, we need to catch up. But
sure,
please stand by, enjoy the rest of the show.
I have something to tell you, too, so when you have time, okay?
Okay, girl, I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, good. Thanks, Daryl. Wonderful
Thank
music.
You, Joyce. Thank you
Love
very
you
much.
Here. Okay.
I'll
All
be
right.
looking for you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we have another call. We have more calls that are calling in, so this should just be the Daryl Johnson show, okay? And I'm just like, okay, I'm so excited for you.
That's great.
All right,
That's
so
great.
Let me go on to this next caller.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, caller. You're on live with Ms. Bridget Lewis and Mr. Daryl Ever Popular Johnson. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. Do you have a shout-out or a question for Daryl?
Hello?
You looks like you're calling from the 516 area. You're on live.
Yes. Hello, how are you?
Good. Welcome. Who are we speaking to?
Well, before I give my name, I just want to say that I saw Mr. Johnson as he performed in Istanbul for 1 month, and he was really quite wonderful.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Yeah, we got to know who this is by now. This is Allison Williams. How are you?
Hey. Well, welcome.
The Allison Williams.
Yes, it's you, baby.
Yes, thanks. Just call my name, Allison Williams.
Hello?
I had the pleasure of taking Daryl with me on tour. We played in Istanbul for 1 month, and I work with him as often as I possibly can in New York. He is a consummate musician, and I'm just calling to rep him and to shout out to all of your listeners on your show that he is the one, and we should support him.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Allison. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Allison, for calling in and just sharing your love for his craft. And thank you so much for supporting his music. And please stand by and enjoy the rest of the show. We got more calls that are calling in. So, oh, Lord, maybe we should extend the show. I'm telling you.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you.
Allison's a very fine vocalist. She's an icon in the R&B world, and she's a jazz vocalist and everything.
I'm really familiar.
So.
Like I know her.
You do know her. You do know her. She's from, like, Allison Williams, Melissa Morgan type area. You know, she's been,
know
on the scene.
She is. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yes.
I had the honor of going with her to Istanbul, and it was
wow.
It was a beautiful experience. It was beautiful, and I love her dearly.
All right, we're going to try and get in one more track, and we're going to talk about Istanbul, but you got to promise me you're going to come back for part number two, because we didn't even get through half of the questions, Daryl. I'm telling you, time went so fast. But
okay.
the coffee has not stopped brewing yet. We're almost down to a simmer, so what we're going to do is let's play track number 6, and is this entitled G-Riot? Is it G-Riot? Am I pronouncing it correctly?
Grio.
Looks like G-Riot. Okay, Grio. G-R-I-T-O. So Grio. So we're going to go ahead and let's see if I can find this here.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe all this? Well, first of all, tell me, how are you feeling about all this love that you're getting?
Oh, man. I've been blessed to met and perform with a lot of people, and you know they really supported me, and it's showing, really.
All right. I don't know if we're gonna be able to get this tune in, but we're gonna try and just give a little sampling. So, okay, I'm just gonna tease you guys. I'm gonna give you just a little sample of this, and so here we go with Daryl Johnson's at number 6. Let's take a listen, shall we? We'll be back shortly.
Thank you. Hi, this is Mindy Kanter, flautist, keyboardist, songwriter, and composer. Have you heard about Coffee Talk Jazz Radio with radio personality and host Bridget Lewis? She brings listeners the best there is in musical diversity and talent. You'll get a chance to peek behind the curtain and get up close and personal with your favorite artist. You'll experience world-class contemporary Latin, gospel, straight-ahead, and smooth jazz greats all right here at Coffee Talk Jazz Radio. Our show's call-in number is 1-347-934-0108. Our show link is www.blogtalkradio.com, Ms. Bridget Lewis. Be sure to follow us on Twitter, www.twitter.com/coffeetalkjazz, and check us out at our official website at www.coffeetalkjazzradio.
We are broadcasting live, and I tell you, I just have the biggest smile on my face, and I just cannot get enough of these poignant passion piano playing. I mean, this music, I tell you, when I heard that song, it made me think about, I'm a great lover of movies, and I probably have a collection that'll rival probably Blockbuster and Netflix, but anyway.
Okay.
I loved it. I mean, when I heard that song, it's just like these beautiful, unforgettable. It almost sounds like a movie theme
that.
I was listening to. Yeah, when I heard it. So, I mean, every piece has such strong style and identifiable, unique qualities. And I'm just saying, you guys really need to pick up Daryl's project. Seriously.
Thank you.
Y'all listen to The Coffee Lady, okay? I know what I'm talking about. I do. I mean, seriously, I listen to so much music. My associate came over to the house last night. Sometimes we keep like pretty late hours, and I want to give a shout out to my associate, Mr. Caps, for designing an awesome flyer.
That was. Definitely.
So,
it was beautiful.
Yes, we have worked together for some years now, so it's like I'll give him a concept and an idea, and he was like, okay, Ms. Bridget, do you like that? So I just want to give a shout out to Mr. Caps. Our
All
graphics,
right.
our technical, our events photographer. Speaking
right.
of events, we will be hanging out this weekend. As we mentioned, the Coffee Talk Jazz has now come to television. So we're excited that Coffee Talk Jazz has come to television. And I tell you, we're just trying to do the darn thing here. Thank you. So
congratulations, really.
We are leaving the studio. We are hitting the streets. And as I said, we actually filmed on location a couple of weeks ago. We were up at the Catalina Jazz Bar and Grill up in West Hollywood with the legendary Mr. Bobby Caldwell. Prior to that, we were actually out on location at a local bookstore. Mr. Steve Pemberton, who is Vice President, Divisional and Chief Diversity Officer for Walgreens, heading up a $67 billion company.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And African American. Yes. That is a powerful brother. He has a book entitled A Chance in the World. You guys have to get your hands on this book. And I had the pleasure. He flew all the way out from Chicago just so I could do his interview here in California, and I was so honored.
Wow.
I was so honored that they asked me to do it. So all of that footage will be available on Coffee Talk Jazz Television. So what we're doing right now, we're actually going to be putting up a link. We're working on it, and you can go to the Coffee Talk Jazz radio website, and on the front page, you guys will see another little link and arrow for Coffee Talk Jazz Television. So you guys will be able to see, like, what's happening, what we're doing, and we're doing some big stuff. So this weekend, the crew and I, we're going to go out to a place called Nola's, A Taste of New Orleans. And New Orleans has a whole different kind of flavor on jazz. So we're going to be putting together a segment called Cooking with Jazz. So,
wow.
Yeah, so we're going to be out with the owners, and I can't wait to taste that popcorn shrimp and that
blackened sea bass and like, but more so than the food, I really want to hear the music. So, maybe when you come to California, Daryl, maybe we can sit down and chop it up a little bit on TV. What you think?
I would love to. I would love to.
Okay.
I would love to. I'll be there.
Awesome. Well, I extended the show just a little bit because the boards are still lit up. And so for our fans that are calling in to talk with Mr. Daryl Johnson, please just press the 1 on your phone. I'll go ahead and open up the boards. And I think New York is really in the house. I just want to make sure we give everybody some love. Let me see who we have calling in. Let's see here. Just want to make sure that, okay. It looks like we have the 516 area, but we really got the 516 area in the house. So, okay, let me go ahead and open up the boards and make sure that we get this call. Let me see, let's make sure there's not a double call. Okay. Hello, hello. Welcome here on Live with Ms. Bridget Lewis of Coffee Talk Jazz Radio and Mr. Daryl Johnson. Please tell us who you are, where you're calling from. Do you have a shout-out or a question for Daryl?
This is Marcia Farr Thomas, shouting out from the city that never sleeps.
Well, welcome
to the
show.
Marcia.
Hi.
Hi,
it's
how are you?
Love. I'm great.
Great. Thank you for calling.
Yes, it sounds so good. Just want to let everybody know that Dell is an exceptional talent. And okay,
you
it's
too.
Always a pleasure. Welcome with you, Dell.
You too, Marcia.
Looking forward to doing some more work in the future.
Absolutely.
All
and
right.
Bridget, you have a great show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. And because you are our next caller, I actually have some wonderful CDs here, and I'm just going to let you pick. I've got flute, guitar, sax, percussion, and jazz vocals. So tell me what you want, and then I'll just see what's down in the jazz duffel bag, girl.
Oh, wait a minute now. You got to just repeat that one more time.
Okay. We have guitar, we have sax, we have jazz vocalists, male and female sax, by the way. We have flute, we have percussion, we've got guitar. We got everything going on here.
Oh, boy.
I know. Choices, huh?
I know. Yes.
You tell me which instrument you like. You tell me which instrument you like. Oh, you want sax? Okay.
Yes.
Get on sax. You know what's so funny is that my girl, Joyce Spencer, was just on the line, and let me tell you, that woman can blow a mean saxophone. So we're going to go ahead. Thank you, Joyce. We love you, girl. We're going to go ahead and gift you with Joyce's project is entitled Sweet Dreams, and she has so many wonderful songs on here, Keep It Simple, Sweet Dreams, Cover Me, Your Voice. So please message me on Facebook at Bridget Y. Lewis, and I'm happy to get this in your hands.
Okay.
Right away.
Yes.
Right away and just say, girl, it was me on the radio, girl. Please.
I just want to add, Marcia, she's a very fine vocalist in her own right, too. She's an excellent vocalist. We just did a concert in Hempstead, New York, together, and she did a tribute to Whitney Houston. It was great. You know, so she's a very fine vocalist, Marcia Farr Thomas.
Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Oh, wow. So I'm writing your name on the CD and tell the people in the office, like, okay, put that down that has already been reserved and get your hands off of that CD. All right. So I'm putting this off to the side with the other three that I'm giving away today. And thank you so much for calling in. Please stand by and enjoy the rest of
the show. Thank you. Will do. Okay. God bless.
Thank you, Marcia.
I tell you, you know, I feel like I need to get another autograph or something because I'm telling you, when the world, I'm serious, Daryl, when the world hears you, they're going to say, okay, no, hold on, no, we saw him first. I'm like, no, hold on, no, I saw him first. I'm being a little stingy right now. I'm sorry because the music is so good and
you
really have the warmest personality, and I know why so many fans are calling in to give you support and a shout out because you are the business for real. You are.
Thank you, babe. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it. Loving it. So let's see if we can ask you a few more questions.
Sure,
now,
absolutely.
How do you feel that social media has really helped you to get your brand to the marketplace?
Wow, social media is a great tool for for promotion. You never before could reach so many people in such a short amount of time as you could with first MySpace and then Facebook and then Twitter. All of those avenues are great for independent artists to use and utilize to help get their brand out there to people who normally they wouldn't, you know, meet or even, you know, come in contact with. And it's just great for independent artists. It's just opened up a whole new world for us as far as in terms of promotion, you know.
Okay.
It's great.
Well, I love the emergence of social media because, mm-hmm. you know, as you said before, you know, a decade ago, even five
right.
years ago, I mean, it would never, it was almost as if, you know, folks in the music mm-hmm. industry really were untouchable. I said, and now, you know,
absolutely. Mm-hmm.
The record industries, I mean, now they have to really mm-hmm. figure out a better way to
mm-hmm.
try and market, you
right.
know, that particular artist, you know, who's already mm-hmm. on Twitter and LinkedIn and
mm-hmm.
all the other different, you know, social sites. So it's, I just
right.
find it just really ironic because it's almost as if, you know, the everything has kind of flipped and is really on the side of the artist because
yeah.
for the longest.
It's leveled the playing field.
Absolutely.
It's
I
leveled it.
Completely agree.
You know, because back in the day, you had to have a record contract to do anything, really. You know, you had to do it. And nowadays, it's a level playing field and, you know, and now it's fair.
I know, and that is a beautiful thing. Well, I want to get into some more of this great music, you guys. I am really trying to stretch it out. I did extend the show, and we have a few more. Oh, you're so welcome. We have a few more minutes, but I want to play. Now, before we played Enter the Temple, and now we're going to play The Temple. So, Joe, can you go ahead and set this up for us?
Okay. All right. Enter the Temple was the prelude to The Temple, which is another type of spiritual song that, you know, now you're in the temple and it should portray who you are as an individual and in your life, how you see it, that you should live it. And I was like honored to be supported by great musicians on this tune, Lonnie Plaxico and Lionel Cordue also. And this tune is an odd time signature tune in 5/4, and I think we did a really good job on it.
It is masterfully done, and here we go with, this is so wonderful. This is called The Temple. This is track number 3 from Daryl Johnson, From the Inside. Let's take a listen, shall we?
Thank you.
Hello, this is Nicole Leon. Let's keep the coffee talk party brewing each Sunday from 5 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and Fridays from 1 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You'll hear jazz, great R&B, soul, and funk influences. Stay tuned and you'll hear jazz past and jazz still to come. Be sure to tune in and listen with your host, Miss Bridget, right here on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio.
And we are back. I want to thank my good friend, Mr. Nick Coleon. We just call him Nico. He is red hot on that guitar. I'm telling you, I haven't talked to Nick in a half a second, so I need to call him. Hey, Nick. Hey, girl, if you guys are listening. Now, for the next caller that calls in, I actually have an amazing project called Shades of Morning by jazz vocalist. Her name is Allison Margaret, and she is a teacher, and she also plays piano as well. Not only is she a jazz vocalist, but she's a pianist, and I'm telling you, we're getting a lot of love from our keyboardists and pianists these days. So for the next call that calls in, I've got Allison Margaret's Shades of the Morning that I would love to put in your hands. And speaking of teaching, as a professional musician and teacher, do you advocate theory and ear training over note reading, or how do you start training your kind of like your students for like piano, kind of like 101?
Okay. Well, my students, I really try to instill in them the theoretical side and technical side of music. A lot of times, young kids, they have the inherent musical, I should say, I don't want to say gene, but they're musical in a sense, but a lot of times they just want to lean towards that part and not the theoretical side. So I try to give them that, because taking like an old Bible term, you can teach a man, you can give a man fish and he'll eat for a day, but if you teach him how to fish, he'll eat for a lifetime.
Okay.
So that's my theory as far as music is concerned. I want to teach you all there is to know about music, and then you can take that as far as you need to take it.
All right. So you teach them concepts of scales, and then you teach them, like, focusing on the major scales and then the fingering.
Yes,
and
yes. All the fundamentals.
Okay.
Know, very important, because of the way that I started to learn. It was necessary for me to know all those things in order for me to get to the point where I'm at today.
Sure. Yeah. Like, it's just so funny to me that my mother grew up playing piano. I always heard she grew up playing piano. I never saw her play piano, but we do come from a musical family. And then my dad actually played saxophone. And then my brother-in-law, who is a multi-instrumentalist, comes from a whole family. I mean, everybody sings and plays. I'm like, that is a gene to me. I mean, he plays piano and, alto, tenor.
Right.
You know, I think it's important. You were talking about the kids. I said, I know that you have to teach them. You have to understand the difference between a major chord and a minor chord, and then scales. Mm-hmm. Like I said, the only thing I don't do is I just don't play, but I completely understand. I get it.
Okay. That's great.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's always exceptions to the rule. I mean, there's some people who are just have great ears for music, and they can do a lot of things, without that, I still think the entire package is really good to have if you can do
sure.
that.
Sure. When you said that, it reminded me of Ken Navarro, who happens to be, he's going to be coming on the show in April. He's back for part two. We can never get it all in part one. We try.
Is he a guitarist?
Yes, he is.
Okay, yeah, I'm familiar with him.
Yes, he is. He owns a company called Positive Music Records, and he actually produced Eric Darius's first CD.
Okay.
6 degrees of separation, I'm telling you.
All right.
But listen,
What do you want fans to know most about you?
Oh, man. That you know, in my music career, that I'm always trying to put out the best possible product that I can. Although, you know, it might seem like it might take a while for me to get it to them. A lot of thought and a lot of dedication is going into the process so that I can give them the best possible music that, you know, that I can.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you, if you can believe, Daryl, that we have been on live for almost 2 hours. Does it seem like 2 hours to you?
Absolutely not. That flew by. That really did.
Gosh, that is what happens when you're having fun. And please give out your website information again and let us know how we can find you.
Yes, www.darryljohnson.com. You can go there and order CDs. That's my preferred way to sell CDs. Also, if you can go to Amazon.com, you can find me there, or CD Baby.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
All right, awesome. We're going to make sure that there is a link on our site so you guys can get to Daryl's site. So just in case you can't find Daryl, which you should be able to, you guys just look for like Jazz Life Music too. That will really help you when you go on the, when you guys have to like Google him.
Right.
Oh my God, I got to tell you, it has just been an absolute joy and pleasure to host your show this evening, and I'm going to continue to promote your project and tell everybody that I know, and I know a lot of people.
I'm sure you do. Thank you for the opportunity. It's been my pleasure. It really has.
Oh, my God. So I just want to thank you so much. I want to thank our friends and fans and supporters. I especially want to thank the listening audience, my co-host, just for allowing us to bring you this live music. And so with music on our hearts and jazz on our souls, I want to thank you, the friends, fans, and supporters, for making Coffee Talk Jazz Radio number one. You guys want to make sure that you go directly to the website at www.coffeetalkjazzradio.com to get all the upcoming details about who's going to be on the show. But I'll just tell you really quick who's coming. Mr. Bob Baldwin from Westchester County is coming to the show.
All right. Brand new book.
That's coming out, and then we have Dr. Lisa Terry, and that is an earned degree, okay, not honorary. Dr. Lisa Terry from UC Irvine is going to be here, so we can have some professors in the house, and then we have jazz vocalist Deborah Winter from San Francisco who is coming, and then we have two other sax greats, Mr. Carl Bartlett Jr. and Mr. Tony Craddock, that are coming to the show, and oh my God, I can't forget, I had a chance to talk with Mr. Nathan East of the awesome group of Foreplay, Gary Foreplay, and we chopped it up. Yes, and we chopped it up a couple weeks ago, so he's going to be one of our legends coming to the show in April, and South African trumpeter Mr. Hugh Masekela is coming to the show. Yeah, heavyweight. So, you guys, I love you for listening. I'll see you next time, and we're going to go ahead and take it out with Daryl's track. This is entitled The Wizard, track number 2. Enjoy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey there, this is guitarist and songwriter Sean Brock. Say, have you heard my latest album, Sight Unseen? Guess what? You can hear it right here on Coffee Talk Jazz Radio with your host, Miss Bridget Lewis. Check out Miss Bridget's special edition show every Tuesday from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Pacific Time. On Wednesdays, Miss Bridget brings you Coffee Talk with the Legends of Jazz in the Legends series at 3 p.m. Pacific. On Thursdays, it's the Art and Culture series at 3 p.m. Pacific. And on Fridays, at 1 p.m. Pacific, join Miss Bridget again to round out the week. From Latin jazz to contemporary jazz, all the way up to gospel jazz, it's all covered here on Coffee Talk Radio with Miss Bridget Lewis. As for me, check out SeanBrockMusic.com. That's SeanBrock music.com. Send me an email and check out sound samples from all of my albums. My music can be found at Best Buy, Barnes & Noble, Borders, Amazon, iTunes, CD Baby, SeanBrockMusic.com, and anywhere great jazz is sold. Welcome home. You've found us. Coffee Talk Jazz Radio, live from Los Angeles.